T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, Wojo is a known superstar suck-up. He loves superstars. He loves the superstars, and he always sucks up to superstars. So the news that Miguel Cabrera is done for the year leaves us one superstar fewer in the great city of Detroit. Matthew Stafford, Blake Griffin, Wojo turns his lonely eyes to you. Hello, Bob.
They're dropping one by one.
Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, you know what? I blame the goose.
Oh, no. Not the goose.
No. I'm not blaming the goose for that. But, you know, I was there at Comerica's Park last night when it happened.
Comerica Park.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought I said.
Okay.
And the minute it happened, of course, you knew it was really bad when he swung, because Miguel Cabrera, like, takes forever to be convinced to get out, come out of a game or whatever. He just immediately dropped his bat, his arm hanging down to his side, and just almost not sprinted, but jogged immediately into the dugout and was gone. And then the news afterwards, of course. And, you know, it is sad. No doubt about it, it's sad. For the way this season has been going and his body breaking down, it's almost, I hate to say it, but it's almost a tiny bit merciful for him. You know what I mean? Because the bicep had been injured earlier in the season, so you assume this was related. The hamstring kept popping up. So the next question becomes, you know, with whatever, 5 more years at $170 million, what can he still provide at any point for the Tigers? And I honestly don't know. I mean, people thought Albert Pujols was done, and he certainly hasn't returned to what he was, but he did return to some level. I mean, that's a comparison.
And people not named you thought Justin Verlander was done, and he's now the best pitcher in the American League.
Exactly, yeah. Jamie. Not named me. But I remember the Verlander, when Verlander went through the core muscle and everything else. But I don't know. That felt different. Like, he was always confident, and his arm wasn't hurt or anything. The Miggy stuff has been so many things and different parts of his body. It just seems like it's breaking down.
I think that there's no good news from this, but if you are a fan of the 2018 Tigers and you like kind of the story this year and what they've been able to accomplish and the rally goose and all that, Miguel Cabrera has played a extremely small role in that. So while nobody ever thought this was a playoff team, I don't know that the injury necessarily precludes them from, you know, hanging around, winning some games, you know, playing a few games below 500. I don't know that dream is necessarily over, because that dream has lasted well into the month of June.
Catching Cleveland, winning the AL.
No.
Maybe a surprise against the Yankees in the playoffs.
No, not that dream.
No, completely agree. And again, can't emphasize enough. It was pretty somber in the clubhouse afterwards, although Nick Castellanos immediately stood up, as he has all year, and showed further why he is a leader. And he said, you know what, we were somber at first, and then we turned up the music, and Gardy told us, turn up the music, we got a game to play tomorrow, let's go. And it's in another year where maybe they were a contender, it would be devastating, of course.
Oh, yeah. We'd be asking, who's Dombrowski going to go out and get?
Right. In this particular case, although equally sad for Miguel Cabrera and for Miguel Cabrera fans and whatever, you're right. It doesn't alter plans, per se. John Hicks will go over to first base, and he's been pretty decent filling in. On the whole, of all the times in his career it could have happened, this probably is the appropriate time. And you know, the Tigers don't have to, they're not going to know just to let people, they're not going to go and find a veteran first baseman, sign somebody off the scrap heap.
Adrian Gonzalez.
Oh, I heard that name already.
God,
stop
please.
It.
If they need another bat, it's in Toledo.
Christian Stewart, but we'll see. And you know it, Jamie. You're absolutely right. I think you said a little tweet about Miggy wasn't even in the top 12 of the wars on the Tigers.
Yeah,
which was true. So others, you know, you may see, like I said, more of the blossoming of Nick Castellanos.
What do you think of the way Gardenhire handled the seventh last night?
You know what? I didn't like it at all. Like most people, like Blaine Hardy was only at 85 pitches and gave up. He only gave up three hits, and two of them were just infield bunt and an infield dribbler. It was in the seventh inning. Like I said, 85 pitches. First guessing, what? He's taking him out? But I will say this, okay? I would have at some point put in Jimenez or let Blaine Hardy keep going. Would not have put Warren Saupold in.
Warwick.
What did I call him?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you looked, his the Birchie kid there from the radio station 97 won the ticket.
Love the Birchie kid.
Yeah, Saupold's high leverage numbers are terrible.
Oh, like, yes, 942 OPS and high
terrible.
Leverages. And Jimenez's are really good. Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Look, in the grand scheme of things, because it's 2018, as Jamie says, it doesn't mean much. But, but man, you're talking about one batter, basically. It's like he hadn't pitched in 4 days. I mean, really?
No, I agree, but he does have the second most appearances for a pitcher in the American League. He has been used a lot. But here's what I will say, okay? Disagree, yeah. You know, in the grand scheme of things, you're not winning anything this year. You're definitely not screwing around with one of your real cornerstones in Joe Jimenez. Totally get that. The best thing about it was, though, and I'm going to say something that's going to shock you and rock you to your core.
Oh, I can't wait.
I think in the post game, you know that previous manager for the Tigers, remember him, Brad Ausmus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Handsome fella.
All that stuff, Ivy League, smart, right?
Didn't you always get mistaken for Brad Ausmus when you walked
very,
down the street?
Very often, yeah. Yeah. All the time.
The abs are similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Ron Gardenhire is smarter than Brad Ausmus. And I mean that from this standpoint. Not book smart, but smarter. He knew exactly how to explain it, how Jeff Rieger asked a very pertinent question.
Right.
Gardenhire got a little bit fired up, but basically didn't disagree. He basically said, I'm sorry, bud. I'm not going to do that. I get what you're saying, meaning, of course,
bud.
That's something I would have considered, but I'm not going to kill this guy's RMC. And again,
I thought this was Wednesdays with Woj, not Wednesdays with Shep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate to keep picking on Ausmus, but in cases like that with him, he tried to give some convoluted reason, like, well, no, the lefty-righty split and this. And Gardenhire basically said, no, I get it. You're right. But we're not going to do that with this young arm. That's it. Sorry. And when your answer is you're protecting the arm of one of your best young pitchers, it's kind of hard to argue with that. That moves from short-term strategy to long-term strategy. Short-term strategy, wrong. Long-term strategy, he's probably right.
Okay, along those lines then, there are some who believe that the move the Tigers should make now that Miggy's done for the year is to bring up Christian Stewart, maybe put him in the outfield, maybe put Nick Castellanos at first base, and maybe even bring Christian Stewart up and at least just platoon him with Victor Martinez. Are you in favor of the sooner rather than later move with Christian Stewart?
Well,
or
I will say that sooner from a DH standpoint, I would not say go and throw him in the outfield. People wonder about Castellanos' defense.
Yeah.
Stewart's might be worse from
right.
what we understand. And I do not like the idea in the middle of a season. You're talking about right now trying Castellanos at first base?
I don't agree with that theory. I say now that they found a position for him, let's leave him out there. But I have read some articles saying long term it makes sense to have Cabrera be the DH and have Nick Castellanos be the first baseman. So why not just move him to first base?
Well, maybe long term, but I don't know. Asking him to switch positions again.
Yeah, I agree.
Middle of a season, especially when you know John Hicks, he's serviceable at first base.
I guess the larger question, Woj, is. Is Victor Martinez the only reason Christian Stewart's in the minors, and is that a good reason?
I don't think he's the only reason because they really do wonder about a position for him. And, of course, I guess the position could be DH. But you know what? That's another thing that it's going to work itself out in the next month or 2 months because they're not contending for any people. Sometimes we keep asking these questions as if got to get that bat in the lineup because, you know, they really need some middle power or whatever, middle of the lineup power. Well, no, you want him to develop, but I hate to say it, but it's quickly becoming not about winning, doing whatever it takes to win every single game, don't you think?
Yes, pretty much. I think.
Final thing, Woj, Father's Day, Sunday, watching the television, put on your Domus dunce cap. Is Tiger going to be in contention?
A tradition unlike any other.
Yeah, they're playing that at Shinnecock, right?
Yeah.
Are they going to be serving that beer you guys were talking about earlier at Shinnecock?
The beaver secretions?
No, it was whiskey.
That was bourbon.
Bourbon, yeah.
Oh, bourbon. Sorry about that. Yeah, bourbon. Yeah.
It comes from a long line of bourbons. They also have one that's infused with the snapper secretion.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Let's hope they don't come up with one that has goose secretion now. Hey.
No.
You know what? I thought long and hard about this, and I broke down all of the world's greatest golfers and really looked at their wars and everything. I'm going to go with Tiger Woods.
What about Arnie?
No, I think Arnie's just a little bit past his prime.
Okay.
Arnie's riding Secretariat right now.
Oh, God.
That's disgusting, Stoney. How dare
you? Disgusting.
How dare you? What are you, trying to mate them or something?
Yeah, the greats of our past.
All right. Woj, great talking to you as always. We'll be listening for you tonight, 6 to 6:45, right before Tiger Baseball, the Bogey and Wojo program. Thanks, Woj.
Woo!
97.1 The Ticket.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.